spring is still elusive here. So, yes, thanks for tuning in to hear me talk about the weather. You know, the old people love talking about the weather, as Big Fatty likes to say. They also like soup, and we'll be making more soup later this week. It's going to make it today, but things have been a little bit chaotic around here, so we didn't get to make soup.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty is still elusive here.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3953. The BFO for Thursday, the 30th of March, 2023. Y'all, coming up with today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and lots more Shark Stories. Big Fatty! Oh, yes! Hello, Tudas! Big Fatty, was that you that tooted, or was it me? It wasn't me. Well, Big Fatty, pardon the toot! Isn't that what they do on the... on the woolly mammoth, don't they sit around and toot at each other? I think that's right. I don't know. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you toot us, because, y'all, it is the penultimate day. It is the penultimate day of Shark Week 2023. And, I got a call. I got a call from Gay Country West. Yes, Big Fatty, not spelled C-U-N-T. No, it was not. And he said he was going to have to call in. Had a little short story. Big Fatty and Alex and Brandon have verified that they have shat themselves. Big Fatty, at the same time, were they together? Was there a wet cleanup on aisle 4? Did it happen at Carolina Cheese and Provisions? I don't know any of those. But y'all, before we get into today's silliness and all, you know, I've been mentioning about the GoFundMe for the Laughing Buddha. Y'all, you heard him. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. He's raising some money for his kitty cat Hagrid, and y'all, the donations. He's gotten 38 donations as of this recording. The goal is $3,400, Big Fatty, and y'all, he's within $380 of meeting the goal, so he's a little more than 10. He's almost 90% there. So y'all, I'll put a link in today's show notes if you'd like what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. If you'd like to help out and help him get to that goal, yes. Big Fatty!
And now, PBS, NPR, and TMI proudly present Shark Theater.
So I walk into this and I thought to myself, if I get there early, I can be one of the first ones to sit down and then I can just kind of do whatever. So I go into this room and of course, the people that are there are my director and the CEO. They're already there. They're already the first ones there. And I come around the corner and my face goes white. And I'm just like, where my director is like, you know, hey, Taylor, how's it going? I'm like, hi, I'm fine. And then proceed to like do like the side to side walk. Like it just was ridiculous. And then I sat down and at one point my director from across, like because we had the table in a big circle, went, you doing okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. But now at this point, I'm terrified. I'm going to sneeze. I'm going to cough. I'm going to fart. I'm going to do like whatever. And then it's going to, then it's because there is no way that I could get to, because there was a bathroom in this place, but there's no way I could get to the bathroom without everybody seeing what was going on.
Oh my God.
Right. So I have a new work wife who's almost like a work mom kind of thing. And she comes in and she sits down next to me and she's like, what's going on with you? And I'm like, what do you mean? And she was just like, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. She's like, you're sweating. So
I had Chipotle.
Right. So and I haven't had Chipotle in months and it was a different Chipotle. So I figured, OK, maybe it's just the one down on 4th Street that makes my stomach upset. But that, because I've had conversations with her, Dan, where he's like, stop eating Chipotle.
Right.
I hadn't eaten there in a while. So I said to her, I'm like,
and every time he does, he shits. Yeah, it's the diarrhea. I mean, it's because it's triggering your gallbladder. It's likely not the quality of the food. It's the spices.
It doesn't,
but it's so good.
He doesn't have a gallbladder.
Right now, exactly.
I know.
Yeah.
That was the one, like, you know, parachute that I had still in me that prevented this from happening. So I said to her, I'm like, do you have your phone? And she's like, yeah.
Seats. Well, that's because there might be a wet spot. Ready, Volga? Y'all, we will have the conclusion of Taylor's sharding at work story on Tamari's little show as we finish up Shart Week. Yes, Big Fatty. Music, it's true. Y'all, let's see. When I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, we were getting ready to head over and have supper with Olive and the girls. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. Y'all, they had a delicious soup. Big Fatty, the old people love soup. It's true. The Laughing Buddha reminded us of that. Y'all, it was, let's see, what was it? It was habanero pepper and cone chowder. And y'all, it wasn't spicy. Maybe it wasn't habanero. It was, it wasn't real spicy. But y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. And I had that, and then to go with it, I had, they had another appetizer I got. What are those Chinese dumplings called? Big Fatty, we don't remember. It'll come to me in a minute. Was it wontons? No, it's not wontons. It's, it's the Chinese dumplings or whatever. Had a lovely evening, had a lovely evening, and came back here to the villa. And y'all, I was watching the TV machine. Y'all, I got a message from that Moose P. You know, he's a scoundrel. He's a scoundrel. One moment, please. Y'all, I've got to have, I'll tell you why I'm phlegmy. Big Fatty Archer was phlegmy today, too. It's true. One moment. A little hot tea. Let's see. Moose says, Big Fatty, for some reason, the little show for Hump Day only downloaded the first 10 minutes. And y'all, I went back and I looked. It was the, I did it right and everything. And I went and listened to it on the WWW, and it was all there. And I said, I don't know what's going on, y'all. You know, there was that Apple Snack update, so I don't know if it caused some kind of a calamity or not. But anyway, and y'all then on hump day, the Nip's out walking, and he says, oh, why did I only get 10 minutes of your little show? I said, I don't know. But y'all, when I downloaded it, hump day morning, y'all, it was all there. Big Fatty, you listened to it? Well, no, I just kind of fast-forwarded through. Oh, like everybody else, yes. but anyway, y'all, watched several episodes of The Good Doctor, and then slept like a baby. Went to bed a little bit later than normal. It was around 10 p.m. in the evening. And woke up a little bit before, oh, Big Fatty Archer just closed his three activity rings. He did. I think he does it on purpose so that he can get mentioned on the little show. Oh, Big Fatty, you know he'll do most anything to get mentioned on the little show. anyway, woke up a little bit before 6, and I said, no! But I did get up in TT and went back to bed. And y'all, then, of course, the Apple clock reminded me, oh, Miss Gayle King waits for no one. And so, y'all, I got up and had my brufkas and did all my puzzles and read the paper and had my coffee. And y'all, then I was off. Five was off on the morning nipple walk. The Nip decided his foot's been giving him some grief, so he decided not to join me. So, y'all, I listened to, tried to catch up on some little shows. Anyway, y'all, it was a good nipple walk. It was a little bit brisk. It was a little brisk today as I was walking. Did Fat Acres and the Big Circle. Y'all came back and went and picked up the Nip and we were off. We were off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, y'all, as I do on hump day, went to the Von's East. Picked up a couple of Easter cards. Y'all, they had the buy one, get one free on the Hallmark cards. Y'all, I needed to get some paper napkins. And y'all, they had the family pack of the Vanity Fair. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. I put one of them in the bag that's going on the vacation in May. Y'all, they had the good Breyers ice cream. I got the no sugar added, a half gallon of it. Big Fatty, it's a quart and a half. Well, that too. so I got that. Y'all had the chopped pecans. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all, they had the radish cowans on sale. Picked up one of those. Had the red seedless grapes on sale. Got some of those. Had the peel and cored pineapples. Got two of those. I'm gonna make me a little fruit salad. Y'all, they had the Keebler Make-A-Wish cookies on sale. So I picked that up. Y'all, they had the Kerrygold tubs of butter on sale, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Sargento shredded cheeses. Y'all, I needed some Swiss cheese, so I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Grey Poupon. Pardon me, but would you have some Grey Poupon mustard? Buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. And y'all, then they had the Easter hams. They had the Easter hams on sale, 90 cents a pound. Couldn't believe it. So I got one of those. Y'all, I spent $55.42, but I saved $58.51. Big Fatty, you saved more than you spent. Yes, and it didn't look like I got hardly anything. Big Fatty. And y'all got back and put my provisions away and got me a shower, and this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Oh, yes, I know. Y'all, it was my regular 32-year-old. Y'all, he's just getting off work, and he says, Herbie, Freddy, what you doing? I said, come on by. And, y'all, he loaded up the truck, and he moved to Beverly. Big Freddy is silly. And, y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And so, y'all, he's just left, and here I am recording the little show. And, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, by the way, right before I played the fourth installment of Taylor Sharting Himself, y'all, that was Steve the Tater with that bumper for normally it's Sling Theater, but this week it's Shart Theater. Big Fatty, he's so talented. Big Fatty, I'm gonna have to go check on that one. Y'all, you know, the other day, I said that I thought Miss Bacon had said something about sharting herself. And y'all, she says right here, pretty sure that year that I had the stomach infection, I had shart stories that I will never share. I think I suffered about 6 months before my endoscopy. Big Fatty. And y'all, then, the number one fan of the BFO times two, Bill. Y'all, he sent me a story that it says the title of it is "Bomb Squad Arrives at ER After 88-Year-Old Man Arrives with World War I Artillery Shell in His Anus." Big Fatty. y'all, I just thought I haven't read this. Doctors in France had to remove a World War I bomb from the rectum of an 88-year-old man. According to the news site, an anonymous senior went to the hospital in Toulon to remove, the 8-inch artillery shell from his anus, which he had placed inside him for pleasure. Doctors at the hospital were not just concerned about the medical needs of the senior, but also that the explosive could detonate in the hospital. However, it was quickly determined that the risk of an explosion was minimal. Big Fatty, is that his colon or the bomb? I think it's the bomb. The hospital spokesperson... Oh, dear, Gussie, the hospital spokesperson said that the incident required the intervention of bomb disposal personnel, the evacuation of adult and pediatric emergencies, as well as the diversion of incoming emergencies. They said the man is now recovering and is in good health. There you go. I guess if you wanna go out with a bang on Shark Week, stick a bomb in your butt. Big Fatty Vulgar, y'all. I hope you have a lovely Thursday. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Laughing Buddha. And Laughing Buddha, what you got to tell everybody to remember?
Big Fatty is still elusive here.
Oh, well, it's probably best because, he just had a gentleman caller and it's Shark Week. It's not going to end well.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.